This is Cora 7003. All right, so go ahead and hit a button. Do you guys like that one? Okay, so first we're gonna start with the alphabet, which you probably know. So if you could go through and tell me the letter, tell me what you see, and tell me one more thing that starts with that letter. So what do you see here?
A, apple. Ant.
Great.
B, boy. Bath.
Awesome.
C, cookies. C, Cora. D, duck. Dirt.
That works.
E, elephant. Friend. G, guitar. G, goat. H, house. H, hair. I, ice cream. J, juice. J, jam. K, key. K, koala. L, leaf. L, lion. M, monkey. M, mom. N, nose. N, nest. O, orange. Oh, orange. This is the color orange.
Oh, the color, yeah.
P, plate. P, pig. Q, quack. Q, queen. R, red. R, rag. S, spider. S, sister. T, table. T, table. T, tree.
That works. Great job.
U, umbrella. U, umbrella. U. Umbrella. U, up.
Up? Yeah, that's a good one. I did not think of
v,
that.
V, vacuum. V, violin. W, watch. W, wagon. X, x-ray.
This one's hard. Can you think of something?
X, ox.
Okay.
Y, yogurt. Y, yo-yo. Z, zebra. Z, Zelda.
Nice. Wow, you did a great job. You can go ahead and hit a button if you'd like now. Yay. Okay. Let's go on to the next one now. At some numbers. So how about you go ahead and tell me what you think comes next. So if we have one here.
Two.
Oh, good job.
Three. Four. Five. Six. 7, 8,
sorry.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 20.
We went to 21. So 21 next.
What?
What? So what do you think the next one should be if we just went to this number from that number? What do you think? Oh, let's
30.
Go. 30? Ah, okay. So what do you think is next?
This is cheating.
What do you think is next?
32.
32?
What?
What?
No!
Oh, no, 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 let's not do that, okay? We'll hit it again once we're done with this activity, okay? So if we went from 30 to 40, what do you think should be next? It's a bit tricky, I don't blame
50.
You.
50.
Yeah. Wow. What do you think comes next?
60.
60?
70. 80. 90. 99? 100! What?
Okay, so what do you think comes
this
next?
This book is broken.
Might be. What do you think is next?
100. 100 and 110. 100 and what? 120.
What number is that?
120.
So
200?
200?
200?
Yes.
Oh, 300.
300?
So what?
What's that?
500?
Close. Do you want to try again?
100, 5,000?
Oh, so close. So
500.
Yes. Good job. So what do you think is next?
700? What?
Do you know what that
1,000. I don't know past 1,000. I don't know.
Okay, so we're actually done there. Could you read me some of these equations? So read me what you see, and then if you know the answer, you can tell me that.
7 plus 9. I have no idea.
Do you want to try guessing, maybe?
No.
No? Okay, we can move to the next one. Can you read what you see here and tell me the answer?
1 plus, what?
Start here.
19 minus 1 equals 80, no, 18!
Good job. These might be trickier.
I don't know this.
That's okay. Do you know what this
is? No. I'm only in first grade.
That's okay. Do you want to just try reading it or we can move on?
Move on.
Okay. you did really great. So great. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer now.
Okay.
Good job. So let's go to the next one.
What in the? What's that?
So we have some pictures here.
Rock.
Yeah, so I have one rock here.
One rock.
Right. So now I have two of them. So there are two, what would you say?
Rocks.
Yeah, rocks. Good job.
What in the?
So this is a yag. There is one yag.
What's a yag?
Yes.
What?
And now
what is a yag?
There are two of them.
What are yags?
There are two
yags? What are yags even used for?
Good question.
They're just made up for fun. We're being silly.
Really?
Yeah. Just having fun. So this is a cow.
A cow.
So there's one cow, and now there's another one. So there are two
cows.
This is a slide, and now there's another one.
Two slides.
Good job. This is a pipe.
Pipe?
And now there's another one.
Two pipes. One bag. Two bag.
Huh?
Pipe?
This is a is a yawk.
Yawk.
Now there's two.
Two yawks.
This is a smide.
A smide.
Now there's another one.
Why do you
even... So there's two...
Are you making stuff up?
Just fun words. So now there's another one. So there's two...
Why? Miles?
So if there was one smide here...
Two smides.
Okay.
I just forgot the word.
No, you're okay. I would too. So this is a bell.
Bell. Two bells. Mm-hmm. Lamp.
So it's actually a light, but
light.
I understand the lamp.
Light.
And now there's two.
Lights.
Yeah. So this is a cup. And now there's two of them. So there's two.
Cups.
Yes.
What's that?
This is a bribe.
A brib.
It's a brib. And there's another one.
Two bribs.
Okay. This is a mip.
Mip.
There's another one.
Two mips.
This is a foe.
Foo.
Foo. And there's another one.
Two foos.
Great job.
PB&J.
Yeah, so this is a snack. And now there's two of them.
Two snacks.
Great.
Oh,
this is a crib.
Crab.
Now there's another one. There's two.
Cribs.
This is a dup.
Dup.
And there's another one. So there's
two dups.
This is a shoe.
Shoe.
And now there's two.
Two shoes. What is
this? This is a skack.
Skack.
And now there's two.
Skacks. Hey, that's one from our museum.
Oh, yeah. So this is a ship.
Now there's two ships.
Yes, great job.
A rock.
Yeah, now we're back at the beginning. You did a terrific job. So you can go ahead and hit a buzzer now. That was so great. Let's go to the next one now. Up there. So now we have some silly pictures here. Super fun stuff. So go ahead and tell me everything you see going on and what you think might be happening here.
There's a boy and on a boat with a lion, and there's fishies, and there's bugs, and there's plants, there's lily pads, there's water, and it looks like they're in a pond. And I think he's like sailing. I have two ideas. He either is taking the lion to the circus, or he's just having a nice day on a pond in a boat with his best friend that's a lion.
Wow, that was a great idea. I love that. We'll hit it again once we're done with this part, all right?
Okay.
All right, anything else you want to say about this? Anything else that you see?
I think maybe the lion's name should be Liger.
Oh.
Liger.
That's a good idea.
Bye.
Okay, we can go. All right, so what do you see here?
Oh, there's a boy. He's imagining that he's a pilot, and he's standing on pillows, and he has a messy room with a goldfish and a sock on the floor. I think he took all the pillows in the house. And the window's open, and he's dreaming of being a pilot. I think he wants to be a pilot when he grows up. And then he wants to fly around the world.
Oh, nice. Do you see anything in the sky or on the floor you want to talk about?
There's some tracks. There's something hanging out of there. I don't want to know what that is. And there's an airplane in the sky. So obviously, and there's some clouds. And obviously, he wants to be a pilot.
Nice. Anything else you want to say about this one?
There's books.
Yeah. Do you like books?
Kind of.
Okay. What do you see here?
I see a scientist with a squid. Octopus. So, and the octopus, He has a notebook. There's a girl who's a scientist. She's holding a light bulb, a clipboard. She has glasses on. She has like test tubes and all that stuff. She has like two rats, a bunch of like stuff that science stuff, documents. She is wearing a science uniform. The squid is like has a book and a pencil. He's writing down stuff. She has a lot of books. A lot of books.
Yeah. What do you think they're doing here in the lab?
I think she's doing tests on the octopus.
Anything else you want to say about this one?
No.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. This one's a bit silly. What do you think's happening here?
So there's a slug, there's another slug, there's a big beetroot. Is that right?
Oh, let's not touch the mic, okay?
Okay. Wait, this is a mic?
Yeah.
There's two mics.
So we can hear you.
There's two mics. Mm-hmm. What? Why is there a camera?
It's just so that we can make sure we have your responses.
Okay, is this just voice or is it like a full-on video?
So that one is a video.
Remember how I said you're going to be a star later? You're going to be a star.
Really?
Yeah.
What is this going to be posted on?
So that doesn't get posted anywhere. Just the audio does. The responses.
Where does it get posted to?
Oh.
We can give you all of that after we play the games, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So
this is, she's holding like a big, what's this called?
This?
Yeah.
Turnip.
She's holding a big turnip. There's slugs probably willing to eat the turnip. Slugs like turnips. Yeah, they do.
Do you see anything else here? What do you think she's doing?
She's gardening and she found the big beetroot. And I think she wants to get it away from all the slugs because I think it's like the beginning of spring right here, like kind of the beginning. And she's like trying to, because she knows the slugs are hungry, so she's going to take all her beetroot back.
Yeah, that sounds like a really great story. Anything else you want to say about it? Anything you see that seems like you want to mention?
She has a big beetroot.
Yeah.
It's big. Bigger than her head.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer. Great job.
Ba da 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 da.
All right. So now we're going to do some reading, some fun stories.
I don't know how to read.
Oh, you don't?
Not well.
Okay. Do you want to just try it?
This will take a long time if I read.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
Do
you want to just give this one a try and we'll see how you do?
No, I can't do it. I can't.
You don't have to do it, and if you could just try to sound out the first one, then we can be done if it's too tough. Does that make sense? Try your best to sound out
the
first one, and then we can be done.
Sweet.
You got this word correct.
The
you can
sweet
go ahead and sound it
out.
So you really were sounding it out. That's awesome. But we can go to the next one if that's better for you.
That's all right. Thank you for trying, though. I really appreciate it. You can go ahead and hit another button real quick. Yeah. Aren't those fun? Okay, so now we have some more fun pictures of some people doing some fun tasks that you might do too. So could you go ahead and tell me what this person is doing and then how would you do this, the steps for it?
He's brushing his teeth. So this is how I do.
Okay.
I turn on the water, take my toothbrush, put the toothbrush under the water, turn off the water, put toothpaste on it, and then brush my teeth.
Good. Anything else?
Now.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good to me. That's how I brush my teeth.
Okay.
Okay. What about here?
He's washing his hands. So the first step is you take some soap, you rub it all over your hands, and then you turn on the water, and then you wash your hands and scrub them together.
What do you do after you scrub?
You dry them off with a towel.
All right. Good job.
Tying your shoelaces. I don't know how to do this.
How do you think it might be done?
You just put on your shoe and then tie it however you need to, because I have no idea how to tie a shoe.
It's okay, yeah, but good guess. Alrighty.
Pouring cereal. Okay, I've actually done this. So first step is you pour in the cereal, you pour in milk, and then you take a spoon, put it in. And then if you want to, you can put like juice in your cup or like milk or like anything.
What do you pour the cereal into?
A bowl. And then you put milk in the bowl, and then you just
Anything else?
No.
Good job. What about this one?
I'm getting dressed, okay. Okay, so first you put on your pants, put on your shirt, and then put on your socks. There's something you should never do as you can do this with shorts on, but it's very hard to do it with like pants, just regular pants. Put on socks before you put on pants. That is hard to do to get up. It's like. It's hard.
Anything else you do?
That's it. That's all I know.
That's it.
All
right. Good job. That sounds good to me. Oh, sorry. All right. What about this one? What is this person doing?
Baking cupcakes. I don't know how to.
How do you think it might be done? How would you want
to
do it?
I'm just going to do this step besides baking.
Okay.
So once it's out of the oven, you put frosting on it, then put sprinkles, and then that's all I know how to do.
Okay. All right, do you want to say anything else about this?
No.
Anything you like about it? Or?
Eating the cupcakes.
Yeah, that is good. All right, what's going on here?
Painting! So first you take the water, first you take a brush, you put it in water, and then the paint, and then the paper.
What might you paint?
I don't know.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about this?
No.
Okay. What's going on here?
Justina. First you just put on like a hat, if you want to, sunglasses. Like, you can put on whatever you want. I have no idea what else to say because people dress up differently. So, I don't have anything other to say about that. What's this?
What do you think it is?
Like,
what do you see?
I don't know. I have two ideas. It could be somebody playing with their bear or feeding.
Well, you can talk about both of them, either of them, whichever you want.
So, first, I'll talk about feeding first. So you just feed. So you just, if you have food, put it, if it's food that you need to put in a bowl, put it in a bowl. And then you just, if it's on a plate, if you need to put it on a plate, put it on a plate. And then you just scoop it up, put it in whoever's mouth it needs to go in. And then, I think then you need to, you're all done. But playing is you just like have fun.
Do you play like that with your toys?
No.
No.
Buckling yourself. So the first step is you pull on the straps. And then buckle it in.
Right. So what's going on here?
He's buckling his car seat.
Yeah.
So going down the slide, you just climb up the ladder and then go down the slide. That's the easiest for me. Playing soccer, you just kick the ball around until you get it into like the thingy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you play soccer?
I used to.
Okay. Fun. What's going on here?
They're planking.
Oh, we'll hit it when we're done at the end, all right? We'll go ahead and hit it once we're done. We have only a few more. I think you can do it. I think you can do a few more.
You gotta wait to press that button.
So
she tell you.
Yeah.
Bill, I think it's just playing. So you just play and have fun. Blah, blah, blah.
They have fun? What are they playing with?
Blocks.
Blocks? Okay. Only a few more, okay, and then we're done. What's going on here?
Pushing somebody on the swing. You get, let the person get up on the swing, and then you push them.
Do you like swinging?
Yeah.
Where do you swing?
Anywhere that has a swing in any place I feel like going, going on the hustle swing, and that's all I had to say about that paper. And now, is this like giving somebody candy? You just hand them the thing.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And what's this? Waiting? You just sit there and do nothing until. The person or the thing you need comes.
What, have you ever had to wait for anything like this?
Yes.
For what?
Cookies.
Cookies?
Brownies.
Brownies. Ooh.
Yummy. I mean.
Well, you're all done with that, so go ahead and hit a button. Bye, Dad. You're gonna drink your way. We have a few more, but these pictures are super fun. I think you'll like these ones the most.
You're so good at telling stories.
Yeah.
These are good ones for that.
Isn't this one cool?
Why can't we just make can I make my own story?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to hear your stories. I really enjoy that. So go for it.
Can I just tell my own one that I created?
Yeah.
It's called Millie and the Cat.
Oh.
So, there's this girl named Millie. She is about 5 years old. And then when she turned 6 for her birthday, her mom and dad got her a cat. She called her Little Kitten. Her mom and dad said, maybe you should choose something else. She won't be a kitten for long. She was like, what do you mean? She'll be a kitten forever. She stuck with that name. And then Little Kitten, she became a cat, and then she called Little Kitten, and Little Kitten came. That was about when she was about 9 years old. She said when she turned 10 on her birthday, they would move and then have her birthday party at the new house. So she got to choose the house as long as it's not too expensive. She picked out the house and she loved the house. And then she loved the house so much. Her parents even bought her a little swingy thing. But then a couple months later, Little Kitten found a mouse. Little Kitten chased after the mouse into a hole. She damaged her nose very badly. She had to go to the vet. And then she ran off. And then they took her to the vet and found out the vet was closed. But thank goodness her dad was a vet.
What happened?
And then she took care of the cat, took care of Little Kitten, and then Little Kitten was all better again. The end.
That was an awesome
story. Yeah,
you made that up yourself?
Yes.
Just now?
Yes.
Wow, that was terrific.
I was like making it up along the way.
That's amazing.
What a great way to end. That's perfect.
Yeah, hit your last buzzer. You did great.
you tell me?